When we moved in 1956, there around the two-story blocks, the grounds had been planted up. So there's little bits of grassland and bits of shrubland, and sometimes sort of like under the big cedar tree here, the pebbles. And then when the three-story blocks were built, they started, you know, we started having more lawn. The shrubs have grown and grown and grown, and the trees have grown and grown and grown, and, you know, so at the present moment, the gardeners is doing a tremendous job pruning back, cutting back, clearing the sort of stuff, because the thing that comes in so easily is brambles. Brambles, oaks, I mean, you know, the various birds around here come and have feed, and they drop the acorns, drop the blackberries. So it's, that's it. And then basically the gardens really were laid down we moved 1956. 57, 58 was really when the gardens had been properly planted up. But of course since then we've had the gale in whenever it was, which got rid of various trees. We've had more planted since then. We had one guy who used to be on the committee, and he liked the idea of wandering around, and you would only just discern the odd flat behind the shrubbery and the trees. And John, my husband, he was on the maintenance committee he's done over 40 years. And we were absolutely furious, because he said, you know, trying to get to where outside, there's nearly an outside light on nearly every block, trying to get to it was an absolute hell of a job. You know, you had to, we had to sort of slice back shrubs and young trees sometimes to be able to get a ladder up to the lights. So we have a maintenance committee still, which still works on it. The flats are now painted, it's I think every 6 years, that's the outside painting. We're supposed to be responsible for our own decorating inside, because the system changed in 1975 or something. There was a change when the ground landlords decided that they'd pack up and sell the area, and we had of course big committee meetings and meetings of the residents saying, right, we are going to buy our own land. That was just the flats to start with, and then about a year later they decided to do the same with the garages. So we all had to put money forward, of course, to buy both the flats and the garages. I think we've got 11 garages now that are not actually owned by individuals, but are owned by the resident society. Makes it a little bit easier. But we still have a committee of our own people. We have an annual general meeting each year. If we're lucky, depending on who's on the committee, we've been able to have sort of a party in the gardens in the summer, which has been rather nice. We no longer have the car treasure hunts that we used to, but I think, and now of course life has changed, we find young people can't afford to move out very much, so we've now got young people with families, far more of them. And so they're very lucky, they sometimes go to St Andrew's Church because they've got a nursery group there. They try and get into the local schools if they can. And it's a very nice friendly atmosphere, but not quite as chatty perhaps as we were earlier.